He had to have a harness saddle. He set up on his back for them saddles to go through a stud and come down there.
Put
then
that bridle on it.
Chase chain went back from the collar chain back to the hooked on that swinging tree.
Yeah.
You had two on.
You had to have a tongue out there.
And then
put one horse on the
hand
inside the tongue,
the collar.
Then you had to have a
swinging tree for each one.
Them chain
to hook back the trace for two.
Swinging tree on the wagon.
Then they had what they called a breast yoke.
There's one.
With
one horse,
that collar on each horse down to that tongue in the middle of
it. One on each side of it.
And that was, they'd steer that wagon with that tongue out of it.
Set up on his back for them shafts.
From that. So you had to
come down there.
Chain coming from you and leave one down here with that tongue in there. Like that.
This trace chain went back to
that wagon is the way you want.
And hands back to the hook them
when you had to. Long driving lines in.
You had two horses, you had to have
it. You hooked in and out there.
Put one horse on each.
And that bridle running through ring in them hay.
Then you had to have it.
On back to your wagon.
A single tree.
You pull this one to go right away and pull out and go this way.
Was that the line to the reins?
Then they had what they called a breast.
You had the rope or
that was hook.
He said,
from that collar on each horse down to that tongue in the middle of it.
What do you call it? When you plow,
what do you
call
it? Right, with that tongue, I wish. So, we call it plow line.
So, that was a light rope.
Second coming from you, and leave one down here with that tongue.
Talk about that, about the wagon and things like that.
So, that wagon is the way you want.
You know,
and you had the long driving
wagon wheel that's steel outside. What did y'all call that?
You hooked in that steel?
Yes, sir.
That's a wagon tied them, running through ring in them hay
and
on back to your wagon. You pull this one to go right away and pull out and go this way.
Running the line, running one wheel and the other, the wheels would hook on?
That's a type of rope or they had the axle for that.
It was a wooden axle.
It was a rain before.
With a box, they call it.
When you plow it, did you call it?
It slipped over that axle like that.
No, we call it plow.
And then it had a little prong sticking out on it, John.
Yes.
That went right on out and they put the wheel on there and put a nut on there.
These old wheel right out there, you can see how it's.
Wagon wheel.
What did
y'all
call that?
That axle would get to keep it greasy.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to grease it. Get the steel and a stick and wheels off, have them stick. But it wouldn't even turn.
It seemed to know it was running between,
run
from one wheel to the other.
We went from here out back to Cocoa one time with two horses.
They had the axle.
What they called a ferry. It was a little, little buggy like, you know, little thing like, kind of like.
Slipped over that axle like that.
Car, it had a little top on it, you know.
And then it had a
tongue to it, two horses.
A little prong sticking out.
We got way up back in Melbourne, y'all.
Went right on out and put the wheel on there.
Hind wheel got the dragon on that thing. We never had no bridge to put on
wheel right out there. You can see how it.
We had some white.
They had to.
Strawberry.
That axle was different.
And it took the cut off two, three little spin strips, right? White.
Dick sticks and wheels off.
Took that wheel off and laid it in there. Put it back on there. Turned it down to it and grease that out. We went on
for one time.
We out back to Cocoa and back to here.
What they call the ferry.
That was a little.
That sound
bad.
Is that pretty crazy?
Little buggy like it.
Yeah.
Little things like that. Kind of like. We got way up back from Melbourne, y'all.
You mentioned plowing. What's some of the different kinds of plows that you would use?
We never had a good one. We were going to plow. We just going to break up the reaction.